This is a Doc Talk podcast short with Dr. Jenna Burton and me, James Pikeaway.
Botox fillers, I do them every day. I enjoy doing them. They give great results, but there's an indication and there is. You've got to be very careful with them because we can make people look unnatural very quickly. So with a pinch of salt. The needling, lasers, Profhilo, or whichever brand it is you choose for your skin booster. Again, that is also hyaluronic acid. It's injected quite deep into the skin.
There's a lot of hyaluronic acid going on
here. Well, because hyaluronic acid basically holds up to 1,000 times its own weight in water.
And it's found in the body, so I guess it's...
Yeah, exactly. So it's a natural product.
Yeah.
And it's more about the hydrating effect. So what we do with these, and each brand has their own different policy, but if we take Profhilo, one of the first ones that came onto the market, really famous one, safe, and I tend to use. You tend to do 5 injections into the face in very specific areas. It's quite a sort of a medium level injection. And all it does is it basically draws a gallon of water effectively into the face. It gives that lovely, fresh, dewy look, hydrates the skin.
So does by drawing that water in, do you get some swelling as well?
Not enough for that.
Okay.
And
would you, does the person after the acid has been injected, do they feel it in a sense? Oh, so they really feel the change in their skin?
They really feel the change. Oh, and nice. If you have very dehydrated skin, you're more likely to show wrinkles.
Okay.
You see the folds more regularly. So it's purely like it's like a hydration process. There's also talk of how it switches on collagen and things like that. But my take on it more is it's the hydration that makes the biggest difference. And initially when I saw the treatments and I was sort of doing training for it, I thought, I just don't really think these are going to work. You know, I don't understand really how it's going to make that big a difference for that long. But honestly, like seeing the results, people get really addicted to it. And it's not a problem, if that makes sense. If you get really addicted to Botox and fillers, you can go to the extremes with it. It's a problem. Profhilo or other boosters, they're really natural. I mean, I'm waiting for my payday so that I can get some of these treatments. I do them for everyone. But, you know, they come with a pretty price tag.
Right.
So with skin boosters, you tend to do one today, say, one in a month. And then again, it's just one then every 6 months. It's not a big time commitment. It's not a big cost commitment because it's very infrequent. And literally all it does is really, really hydrate the skin, give that dewy glowing look, which is what people are seeking. So I kind of like the way cosmetics is going. It's becoming more natural.